friends. This year should be a special. Chus Rabbi Nirmi Rasi Sheyichyu. Elay Nishmas Maris Esther Basrub Shmuel. The Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Kufnan Hei Reis, which is one of the kindest of the Shabbos, Vilmer Dvarim B'Kinisasu V'Yitziyosu. We are commanded to be Mekadei Shabbos and say words when Shabbos enters and Shabbos goes out. And that's what it says in the Pasuk. Remember Shabbos to sanctify it. In other words, sanctify it, remember it and sanctify it with a bracha. See here in the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam paskins that there's a mitzvah essay daraisa to be Mekadesh Shabbos when it comes in, and also when it goes out with a bracha, and that is Havdalah. Havdalah is also part of Zechiras Shabbos u'mitakonos mitzvah sel. Ad kan midivrei kotsho shel Rambam. And we're going to base our analysis of this Rambam on the Drishas Pikudecha of a Goyen Rav Fal Kunstler Shlita. It says in the Gemara in Brachas Naflamet Gimel that if a person is mavdil in his davening, he also has to be mavdil ala kos. Just because you said Havdalah and Tefillah, as we know, that doesn't suffice. You also have to say Havdalah al hakos. Misha Hivdil but Tefillah also has to say Havdalah al hakos. It also says there that if you made a mistake and you didn't say Havdalah and Choinen Adoas, you don't go back because you can say it ala kos. V'hemshech HaSugya, it says, Rav Chisda asked Rav Sheshes, let's say you made a mistake in both. You made a mistake, you weren't Mavdil but Tefillah. And you also didn't make Havdalah ala kos, and the person ate before he made Havdalah. So Amralei tovazu bazu choizel rosh. So he has to daven again. It's a knas because he made a mistake in both. The Tur Siman Reish Sadi Dalit, he writes this halacha: if you were taught gam b'kos, sarach lachzu the spell, you have to daven again. Beis Yosef is meyer that he doesn't see that the Rambam mentions this halacha, and he doesn't know why. V'hashmotas haRambam tzarich iyun. We have to understand why the Rambam was mashmit, why the Rambam omitted this din. So it appears as follows: it says in the sugya there that there's a man de omer that argues on the opinion that I'm mavdil b'tfilah tzarich lahavdil ala kos. Since you're mavdil b'tfilah, why should you be mavdil ala kos? Since you're yotzei with havdalah b'tfilah, why should you say a bracha shein etzricha? And therefore, if you're mavdil b'zu v'lo hivdil b'zu, yanuchalo brachas al rosh, if you're mavdil in one and not the other, you get brachas. It's gevaldik to only do one. B'sof ha'sugi there, it says, Omle ravina l'rav v'hilchasa mayar maleki kiddush ma'kiddush afagavda makadish b'tzlusa. Makadish akasa af havdalah nami afagavda makadish b'tzlusa. Mavdil akasas, he says, it's like kiddush. Just like kiddush, even though you're makadish in davening, you're makadish ala kos. So to havdalah, even though you're mavdil b'tfilah, you also have to be mavdil ala kos. So it's interesting that just like Rav Acha holds, Rav Acha Aricha, that Hamavdil b'tefillah ain't no Mavdil alakos, since you were Yotze with one of them. Since the Kevin Nafik Lebachadi Patir Lev Ebracha Shein Etzricha, so why don't we find that he's Masig also on this? He should also be Masig on this, on Kiddush. Why doesn't he say, he doesn't like the idea that you should make two brachas, that you should make Havdalah, both al hakos, batfila and al hakos. Why doesn't he also have a problem with doing Kiddush both batfila and al hakos? The beginning of the sugar of Acha Richa Kamid Rav Chinina, Hamavdil batfila Meshubach Yotzer Misham Yotzer Lakos Vim Hivdil Bezu Bezu Yenuchalo Brachas Al Rosha. So he says that if you're Mavdil batfila, it's more Meshubach than being Mavdil Alakos, and if you did both, you get Brachas. And the Gemara says, it's a stira. First you said you should only be Mavdil batfila, and then it says that you should be Mavdil in both, and it's a Bracha Shein at Sricha. So the answer is, Im Hivdil Bezu, V'lo Hivdil Bezu, Yenuchalo Brachas Al Rosha. That you taka get Brachas. So So it's better not to be mavdil on both. So if it's true it's better not to be mavdil in both, then why doesn't he say the same word by Kiddush? Not to be mavdil both in Kiddush and in Tefillah. And not to be mavdil both betefillah and alakos. Only by Havdali has a problem. By Havdali he says don't do both. By Kiddush he doesn't have a problem of doing it both betefillah and alakos. And the question is why not? Banira pashut bazeh shebekiddush yesh takanam yuchedis. There's a special takan of zechreyo ala yayin, like we find in the Gemara in Psochim and Daf Kuvov, that you have to have both zechreyo ala. First, you have to do it betfila, and then also zechreyo ala yayin. Special takan in addition to do it ala kos. So you're right, you're ready for mekadish and davening, but there's a special takan of zechreyo ala yayin. So that's not considered a bracha shein et tzricha. But mashen kein avdala doing it both ala betfila and ala kos, that's already too much. So if that's true, how can Rava resolve his question? Shamavdil betfila im tzarech lahavdil ala kos, how can he so resolve that from Kiddush? By Kiddush, there's a chiluk. By Kiddush, there's a special takana of zechreyo ala yayin. You don't have that by Avdala. So, that's difficult to understand. What's the raya from Kiddush? Kiddush, you do both, because we have special takana of zechreyo ala yayin. Mashen kein Avdala. Another note, another comment, is that Rava resolves the din havdal ala kos from Kiddush ala kos. Because just like by Kiddush ala kos, you do both in davening and ala kos. So to havdal, you do both in davening and ala kos. So it's true, you're ready, mavdil betfila, but we say earlier in the Gemara, Bola, mavdil ala kos, maoshi avdil betfila, mnachon kavachon betfila, matfila tikar takanti, achwaya mavdil betfila. So the Gemara says, let's say a person already made Havdalah Alakos. Should he now say Havdalah? Should he now say Havdalah and Tefillah? So Rav Nachman said we have a Kavachomer from Tefillah. Just like Tefillah, that Tefillah is the Ikar Takana of Havdalah. Nevertheless, after your Mavdu B'Tefillah, you have to do Mavdalah Alakos. If your Mavdalah Alakos, which is not the Ikar Takana, certainly you have to do Mavdu B'Tefillah. So we see the Hedjia, that the Ikar Takana of Havdalah is betfila v'lo ala kos. So we have to understand, according to this, how is it possible to prove this from Makadish Betzus and Makadish Akasa? You're Makadish in tefila, you also have to be Makadish ala kos. How does that prove anything about da Havdalah? By Havdalah, the Iker Havdalah is betfila. And not alakos. By Kiddush, it's a zechreyo alayayin. That we have a special takana alayayin. So alayayin, we can say beseder. So you did it in tefillah, so vadi you have to do it alakos, because that's we have a special takana to do it alakos. But by tefillah, the ikra havdala is by tefillah, not alakos. Kiddush, you could argue that the Ikar Havdalah is the Ikar Kiddush is alakos. So Vadi, you did it in Tefillah, also do it alakos. But by Havdalah, where the Ikar Havdalah is alakos, but Tefillah, so how does that tell you anything about what to do alakos? If you made it in Tefillah, it makes sense you should do it alakos, because you already did the Ikar. So how can you prove Havdalah from Kiddush? Where by Havdalah, the Ikar is but Tefillah, not by Kiddush. There's no Raya from Kiddush. Rambam Perakov Tes Mil Hashabs Lachavav writes, "Mdivrei Sofrim Lakadosh Alayin Havdil Alayin. Mdivrei Sofrim You Make Kiddush Alayin Havdal Alayin. And even though you're Mavdil B'Tefillah, you have to be Mavdil B'Kos. So Linyan Havdalah, the Rambam is Mavayer that you're Mavdil Alakos, even though you're already Mavdil B'Tefillah. But Linyan Kiddush, he doesn't write anything, and it would appear, like we said, Linyan Havdalah, that's the Takanta." That's the goof, that takana. to be mavdil b'tfila. Therefore, the Rambam's telling us that even though you were mavdil b'tfila, which is the ikar takana, you still have to be mavdil alakos. Hashem came by kiddush. By kiddush, you don't find any takana to do it in tefila. And therefore, he doesn't say anything. Oh, by kiddush, even though you did it in tefila, still do it alakos. By kiddush, the ikar isn't to do it b'tfila. There's no kiddush that you go ahead and do it alakos. The kiddush is by avdala. So we get back to our original kasha then. How do you learn avdala from kiddush? Where by avdala, the ikar is ala tefila, and not by kiddush. So by kiddush, you can say b'tfila, and then afterwards alakos, because you didn't do the ikar yet when you did it b'tfila. By Havdala, you already did the Yikra ala in Betfila. So, Mehechate said that you should do it in the Vaitar ala Kos. And don't bring me rise from Kiddush, where the Yikra Kiddush is in Betfila. So, this is a very substantial problem. So, let's see where we can go with this. In the Yikra Limuds, Hamavdu Betfila Soch Shavdi ala Kos, Nira Ladin as follows. Linyan Kiddush says in Pesachim Kuvav, Tona Rabbanan Zechoras Yom Shabbos Lekatchu Zechreyu Al Yain. Similarly, in the Mechilta Lekatchu Bebrochem Mikanu Makatchim Al Yain Bekinisasab, we can say that Havdalah is not Bechlal this Jerusha. So you're right, you learn Ikra Chovas Havdalah from the Pesach Zechor Mishabbos Lekatchu according to the Rambam, but he says in the Sugya, right, the Rambam learns Havdalah from the Pesach Zechor Mishabbos Lekatchu Bekinisasab Beyitziyasa Havdalah also. But it says in our Sugya that originally they were Kovei Havdalah B'Tfila. So it's true that afterwards they got rich and they were Kovei Havdalah Alakos, like the Gemara says, but sof it's not the Iker Takana to be Zocher Alayayin. Just since they got rich, they were Metakan Alakos. Dumi Dekviyas Shebetfila Shebetfila B'Tchila. Just like they originally Kovei B'Tchila, now they're Kovei Alakos. And now that's more Chashav Alakos. And then when they got poor again, the Gemara says they were Kovei again B'Tfila. But in Kiddush, there's no room for such takana, even if they're poor. Because that's the Ikrat Suras HaKiddush, Zechrei Olayayin. So the Fizeh, that we say, that even after they became poor, they were Metaka to be Mavdi B'Tfila. You still have to be Mavdi Alakos when it's possible. It's not because of Zechrei Olayayin, because Havdalah is not included in that. Rather, it's Takana B'Fnei Atzma. It's Takana B'Fnei Atzma. Just like Havdalah B'Tfila. But you have to be Mavdil B'Tfila. And you also have to be Mavdil B'Kos if you can. If you're able to, you have to also be Mavdil B'Kos. And they weren't okay when they said, when they became poor again, and they said, now be Mavdil B'Tfila, they didn't uproot the Takana, they have to do it Alakos. If you can do it Alakos, do it Alakos. But if not, just do it B'Tfila. And that's the biur b'divrei Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak, that Havdalah b'tfila, the Yikra Takana, is the Havdalah b'tfila is the Yikra Takana, and the Mavdil Alakos is not the Yikra Takana. And sof, even after they became poor and they were kaveh the Yikra Makom Havdalah b'tfila, because that's really the Yikra Makom, and they just weren't okay that the Havdalah Alakos, but really the Yikra Takana is b'tfila. And that's Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak we saw before. When he was asked, Maoshi Yavdil, when they asked the Shaila Beis Medrash, should you make Havdalah and Tefillah? Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak said, Kal v'chomer mi Tefillah. Because should you be Mavdil? If you're ready Mavdil alakos, should you be Mavdil afterwards in davening? So Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak says, we have a Kal v'chomer from davening. Ma davening, when you made Havdalah and davening, that's the Ikar Takana? We say still, you did it in davening, you should still do it alakos. It's the same thing, even more, a kal v'chomer. If you're ready mavdil alakos, which is not the Yikra Takana, you should certainly be mavdil b'tfila. So Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak holds that the Yikra Takana is Havdalah b'tfila. And even after they became poor and they could no longer do it alakos, if you could do it alakos, do it alakos. But the Yikra Takana is to do it b'tfila. That's one way of understanding it. Another way of understanding it is is that the takana alakos, when they got rich, is not stam takana, like the takanas abdallah b'tefila. Rather, yisoda, because of the ikar halacha of zochayr alayayin. And the explanation is that through abdallah, which is also included in the mitzvah Zeruch HaShem Shabbos Lekacha, like the Rambam says, you're Mekayim, this mitzvah Zeruch HaShem Shabbos Lekacha. So the Afus of Zechoyer Alayayin is referring to Abdullah, just like it's referring to Kiddush. They just patched you from this Chi of Linyan Abdullah when they became poor. So when they became rich, they said, do it Alakos for Zechoyer Alayayin. And then they uprooted that, they patched you when they became poor. When they became rich and they were able to afford it, Gemara says that the Havdalah Alakos is a Chayiv Mitzad the Ikar Halacha of Zechoyer Alayayin, because Havdalah is like Kiddush. So according to the Yisod of this, that Chazru V'Henu Kavu B'Tfila Mekom Kamdi L'Tzorich L'Havdil Alakos, so when they became poor they were Kovan now to do it in Tfila. Nevertheless, if you're able to Hamavdil B'Tfila Tzorich L'Havdil Alakos, is that it's true that they were kovei tefila because they became poor, but self, they were the ikar didn't remain that havdalah zechayu alayayin. So it's true that you're mekayim the tekanas havdalah b'tefila, but self, you have a chiyuv to be mekayim havdalah alayayin also. So according to this mahalach, when they said to do it alayayin, it's not a takana b'fnei atzma, like we said in the first malach, of doing it alayayin, but rather it's like Kiddush. That just like Kiddush is alayayin, so to Abdullah is alayayin. If you're able to. If you're not able to, you're not able to. But if you're able to, so if you're ma'abdil b'tfil, you also have to be ma'abdil alakos. So it appears that this is totally in the girsos. This yafus is chayal ayin. The girsos that we have from Sachem is chayal ayin bikni sasa. So all we have is kiddush al ayin. Havdalah is in mansion. So to the mechilta. However, in the sefer mitzvahs, he has different lashon. So chayal ayin bikni sasa uvi yitziyasa klomer havdalah. So in other words, havdalah al ayin is included in the drasha of chayal ayin. The chinuch also in mitzvah lamed aleph. But after he opens up and says the mitzvah of Zeruch HaShem Shabbos Lekacha is b'kinisasa v'tziyasu, he writes, "Of the Ferish Hashem Lochanim Shadvar Meila Mitzvah Manu Lomram Alayayin Shkem Bab Perish HaPeris Achrei Alayayin." So it's going on Avdala also. So it could be that the makor of the gears of the Rambam is based on the gears in the Gemara Pesachim that's brought in a number of Kadmon. In front of us, it says in our Gemara, it says Ein Le'ela B'Yom B'Layla Minayin. However, in the Mefarish, in the Nazir, and Avdala Ramad Aleph, in the Mefarish, in Nazir, and Avdala Ramad Aleph, and in the She'iltis, in Kuf Samach Vav, brought in the Hamig Sheila, the Gir says, Ein li ela b'kinisasa uvi yitziyasa minayin. Not like we have. Ein li ela b'yom b'layla minayin. Rather, Gir says, Ein li ela b'kinisasa uvi yitziyasa minayin. Tam lomer es yom. So according to this Girsa, that it says, Achrei olayayin is referring to Havdalah. Akopanam, according to this Girsa, would appear that Havdalah alakos is Mishum Mikra Tekanas Chazal Zechoyer Alayayin that we say by Kiddush. And that's also Pashat Tiferet Rama Perek Chavtes Mi Chosham Salach Avav Medir Vesof in the Kaddish Alayayin Ula Havdil Alayayin. So it's Mashmet, it's all one Takana. It's all included in Zechoyer Alayayin, Yayin Kiddush and Yayin Havdalah. So according to this, it would appear that these two Tzadim that we said in the Gedra Havdalah Alakos is really a Machlokas in our Sugya. It says the end of the Sugya Hilchos Amai, and Rabbi says that Amavdu B'Tfila Tzarech L'Havdi L'Alakos. And what's his reason? Not because of any Jerusha, but because of Rabbi's own reason. What's Rabbi's reason? Just like Kiddush. Ma Kiddush, even though you're Mekadesh in davening after you're Mekadesh Alakos. So to Avdala, Even though you're Makadish and Da, you're Mavdil and Davening, you have to be Mavdil Alakos. So he doesn't bring any drushes, he just brings his own reason. Now we said earlier that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak holds that tefillah is the Ikra Takana. Now he says the Ikra Takana of Avdalah is in tefillah. Like we saw earlier. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, Kavachor mi tefillah. Umat tefillah, that it's the Ikra Takana to make Avdalah. We say if you're Mavdi with tefillah, you have to work with Mavdi alakos. Certainly if you only did it alakos, which is not the Ikra Takana, you have to do it afterwards with tefillah. So Rav Yitzchak holds that by tefillah is the Ikra Takana, Mashen ken alakos. Because Havdalah isn't shayach, according to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, to the Ikra Takana Zechoy Olayayin. And the Ikra Kvius, after they became poor, was Betfila. However, Rava argues with this. And Rava holds that it's true that Chacham impatriated you from saying Havdalah Alakos when they became poor. Nevertheless, the Ikra Takana Zuchay Layayin is even Biyitziyaso, like we see in the Rambam. And that's why it's so pasha to Rava that even though, that even Hamavdu Batfila Tzarech Lahavdil Alakos. Because it's true that Yotzei Dechovas Ikra Din Havdalah Batfila, but sof sof, that was the how Chachamim were Koveya, the Ikra Tzuris Havdalah Alakos. And it's like Kiddush. They're both included in Zuchay Alayayin. So again, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak holds that tefillah, the Ikra Takana, that by Havdalah, the Ikra Takana is betefillah. And the Ikra Takana is not alakos. Why? Because Havdalah isn't shayach to the Ikra Takana of Zechoyah Olayayin. But Rava holds differently. What does Rava say? Hamavdil betefillah tzarech lahavdil alakos. And what is he? What is the reason? Does he say any drushes? He doesn't say any drushes. It's true he doesn't say any drushes, but what does he say? He says it's like Kiddush. It's like Kiddush. So when he says that it's like Kiddush, what does he mean? That just like Kiddush, first betfila, and then alakos. So to Avdalah, first betfila, and then alakos. Why does he compare it to Kiddush? Because maybe he's learning that the Ikar Takana of Zechoyah Olayayin refers both to Kiddush and Avdalah. That's Rav Zechoyah Olayayin, like the Rambam's Girsa. So Rav would differ from Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak would hold that by Havdalah, the Ikra Takana is in Tefillah, to do it at Tefillah, and not Alakos. And Rav holds that no, that the Ikra Takana is Alakos also. You have to do it by Kos, just like by Kiddush. So it's true that when they became poor, the rabbi said, all right, you don't have to do it Alakos anymore. You don't have to do Avdalah Alakos. But that's still, if you can, you must. Because that's the Ikra Takana. The Ikra Takana is a Choyo Alayayin, includes Alakos. So it's like Kiddush. Therefore, it's Pasha that you have to be Chozer Lahavdil Alakos. So it's not 100% like Kiddush. Because by Kiddush, Bamis Me'alim, there was no covenant to be Koveit Betfila, Mashenkin and Avdalah. They were Koveit Betfila. Nevertheless, that doesn't negate the Chiyuv to be Mavdil Alakos. Because Sof Sof, Kach Nitkina Ikrit Suras Havdalah, Aideh Zachoyu Alayayin. See, that's the Ikrit Suras Havdalah. The Ikrit Suras Havdalah is on wine, according to Rav. So again, we have two ways of understanding Havdalah Alayayin. Is it a takana b'fnei atzma? It's like Avdalah b'tfila. But it's not mishum zachoyo alayayin. Or no? It's included in zachoyo alayayin like Kiddush. According to Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rabbi said, you make Avdalah and tfila, that's the ikar, and you also make Avdalah alakos. The ikar is still b'tfila. And Rabbi holds a second way. Rabbi holds that the ikar zachoyo alayayin refers not only to Kiddush but also to Avdalah. So you compare it to Kiddush in that sense. So earlier we asked, how can you say such a thing? How can you compare it to Kiddush? Say, Madach Kiddush, you make Kiddush but Tefillah. You also have to make Kiddush alakos. So to the Avdala, you made Kiddush and Tefillah, you also make Avdala Alakos. What's the comparison? By Kiddush, the Yirka Takana is Alakos. And the answer is a very good comparison. Because by Avdala, the Yirka Takana is also Alakos. So this is a Chayav Alayayin. And this argues what we learned earlier. Earlier, our Nachum Yitzchak holds not, the Yirka Takana of Avdala is Betfila. And Rav is no. But by Kos, this also is a Chayav Alayayin. It's just as important. Not secondary. According to Nachum Yitzchak, it's secondary. Alakos, Avdala Alakos. According to Rav, that's the Yirka. The Yirka is Alakos, no less than Tefila. And now that we had earlier in the Gemara that you shouldn't make it on both. Once you made it betfila, you don't make Avdala Alakos. Why? Because that opinion holds that Avdala on the Kos is in the Yirka Takana. So it's a bracha shen etzricha. If you hold the Avdala Alakos is part of the Yirka Takana, it's not a bracha shen etzricha. Why do you have to do it? But if you hold that it's not a Yirka Takana, then Ramam should be a bracha levatala. Understand? You may, like the Gemara says, once you make Havdalah b'tfila, why do you have to make Havdalah alakos for it? It's a bracha levatala. It's not necessary. You made Havdalah b'tfila, you don't have to make Havdalah alakos. It's a bracha levatala. It's a bracha shein etzricha, like the Gemara says. So there's no need to make Avdala Alakos. Why do you have to do both? And Rava holds, you have to do both because the Irka Takana of Avdala is Alakos. So it's not a steer in the Sig, it's Pashat HaMachlokas. You have one opinion that holds the Irka Avdala is Betfila, and you have another opinion that holds the Irka Avdala is also Alakos. And you have to do both. And there's no issue of Bracha Shein Etzricha. Okay, so Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we'll see a Yerushalmi of Rebbe Neder, very, very chashuv Yerushalmi, and we'll see continuing the flaws of Mitaretz Hashem. Shalom, shalom.